Good evening, everyone. So this week's shiur is titled Determining the Proper Time for Pidyon HaBen. And so the connection to the parasha is obvious and explicit. Parashas Korach, after the whole incident with Korach and Adasso challenging Moshe Rabbeinu about the kahuna and other positions of authority in Klal Yisrael, so after when everything finally all settles down, Kadosh Baruch Hu discusses with Aaron, Vayomer Shem al Aaron, Atov Nechav Esavicha, Tisvas Vonamikzer, etc., etc., and he goes through them. The Torah goes through a description of the Matnas Kahuna, the various matanos that Kohanim will receive, and amongst those is money from various pidyonim. It says Kol Peter Rechem. This is in Perek Yudches Pasuk Tesvav. Kol Peter Rechem L'Chol Basar. Asher kriva l'Hashem ba'adam uva'behema, a peter rechem, a firstborn to the mother, l'chol basar, ba'adam uva'behema, yelach, you get ach, pado, sifte, eis b'chara adam, if it's a human, you don't keep the baby, the father should be poda, the father should be poda the baby, ve'eis b'chara behema ha'tzmeya, tifte, but behema tzmeya is only by chamar, right? We know there's a mitzvah, behema tzmeya, the only one you have to be poda is Petr Chamar Tifte Viseh, like we say in the Parashios of Tefillin, and a Bechar Tahar, this goes to the Kohen. If it's a Shalem, if it's a Tam, you know, without a Mum, it goes on the Mizbeach, and if it's a Bal Mum, the Kohen gets to eat it as Chulin, etc. But Pidyon HaBen of a human being, of a male, a male firstborn, is he's redeemed, and then the pasuk says, so when is he redeemed? So it says in the Torah, next pasuk, ufiduyav mi ben chodesh tifte, from a chodesh, when he's a chodesh old, that's when the mitzvah begins. So very simple. So that's it. Determining the time of the pidyon HaBen, chodesh. Very good. But it's not so simple. Knowing exactly what does the Torah mean by a chodesh.
30 days.
Yesh omrim. But let's see. Let's see. In other words, what you're saying is 30 days, meaning once he's 30 days old, then the next day you can be poed to him. Right? In other words, he has to complete 30 days, and then he's ready for pidyon HaBen. That's what you're saying. And there's such a position. But it's not the only position. Amongst the great Achronim, and even going back to Rishonim, it's actually not the only position. And let's take a look at that. So, let's just, the way we'll arrive at it is like this. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Shabbos, or Chaim Simin Shin Lamites, that one cannot perform a pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. Shin Lamites Siv Dalet is a list of various things that cannot be done on Shabbos, which are not malachos. Right. There are various Isurim Durabbanim because some of them, because they are monetary transactions, including this one. It says, Ein Dunin, Velo Bekadshin, No Dine Torah, No Kedushin, Velo Choltzin, Velo Miyabin, No Chalitz, No Yibin, Velo Konzin, Velo Makdishin, you can't be Makdish something, Velo Marichin, Erechin, Velo Machrimin, Velo Marfishin, Jumas and Maishas, Vein Podin Aben. Here it is. Bein podim aben. We don't do a pidyon HaBen on Shabbos, even if that's the zman, even if that is the right zman, we don't do it on Shabbos. And says the Magen Avraham here in Sifkat and Ches, afilu bekeli. Even let's say you won't use money. You might say, well, I can't use. How could you use? How can you podi? You have to give him. You give him silver coins. Give the coin silver coins. You don't have to give him silver coins. You could use. You can give him something else that has the value of chamesh shkalim. So even that. You don't do, even to give him something else, you don't do. Why? Didami lemekel chumemkar. It's a form or it's similar to business. Not mamash a business transaction. You're not really buying or selling. Nobody's buying, nobody's selling. But you're being mekayim the chiyav hatara to be po to your son through a coin and give him that, you know, the dmei pidyon as a matana. So it's didami lemekel chumemkar. Okay. So if it comes out on Shabbos, you can't do it. So what do? You have to wait, right? Do it after Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos, so you push it off to the first possible time after Shabbos. So for Ekshim HaGan Avraham, I have an idea. Ve'ein lomar, yitain ha'mos l'kohen be'erev Shabbos. Maybe you can give him the money on Erev Shabbos. The boy's not ready yet. His zman, which we haven't yet said how you arrive at what the zman is, but his zman is Shabbos. So maybe give the kohen the money Erev Shabbos. And let him be zocha on it on Shabbos. Just, you know, do the actual maisa before Shabbos, but let it be chal on Shabbos. Zog the money from, no, we don't do that. Why not? He says, mikol makom eich yase im habrachos. V'hasu'uda. How you get it? What about the bracha? There's a bracha in Pidyon HaBen and Shachriyonu as well. And a suda, usually make a suda. What are you going to do? Yasena be'erev Shabbos? Adayin lo chala alav a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah yet. You can't make a bracha to Pidyon HaBen. It's not a mitzvah yet. It's not even really happening until tomorrow. Ve'ech yomar v'tzivonu. U'b'Shabbos nami lo. Dehashta lo midi ka'avid. You're not doing anything on Shabbos. It's just me'elav. The coin is zocha the money, but you're not doing anything. You can't make the bracha. Right, very good. It's not ma'akev, but it's the proper way to do things. L'chadchila is the proper way to do things, and so you are bringing out the point, the chashivas of not just, you know, not just being bevater on a bracha. Sometimes we do that. You know, I'm not sure. Okay, we do that on a bracha, but like tefilas kelim. Very often we have a suffix on a keli. Does it need tefillah or not? Is it based on the material or based on other factors? You know, it's exact usage or who you bought it from. You bought it in a store in Israel, but you're not sure. It was a manufacturer. You know, where did it always, was it always in Jewish hands or wasn't? Tovel that a bracha. Now, at the end of the day, you could do that, and sometimes you have to. But if you have an opportunity to make a bracha, you should. Meaning, if you have some other keli, you could be tovel with it, and that for sure needs a bracha. In fact, some people keep around some cutlery. Buy cutlery from cheap cutlery, and then buy it and save it. And every time you have a suffix, tovel another piece, and then use it and put it into your silverware caddy. There's even, I've heard of places where at the mikveh they have a supply. You say, does anybody have a suffix bracha? Help yourself to a spoon, fork, or knife, and it's yours. Be kone it, and tovel, and then use it. Don't, you know, tovel al mas to use. And I've heard of I've heard of that being done in a mikvah, some mikvahs. Okay, so you see, it's chashiv. You have to try to do. There's a mishnah actually. It's a mishnah. I'm not telling you any chidushim. It's a mishnah. Meseches Trumos. I think it's the first mishnah. Not sure. Arom lo yitrum. A person who is unclad cannot separate truma. Why not? Because he can't make a bracha. Because he doesn't. If he's completely unclad, that means the erev is mechusa, and liberos erva, and the erva is mechusa, it means megula is exposed, can't make a bracha. So arum lo yishrum, for that reason. So we try not to lose the bracha. So it says the magavram, even if it means we push off doing the mitzvah until the next day, so it can be done properly. Okay, now, but here comes a shach in Yoridea. Yoridea simin shin hei is where Hilchas Pidyon Bechor. And there's a shach here in Sifkot and Yutes, where the shach at the end, it's a longer shach, but at the end he brings a bach that says like this, that it really depends. That which we say you push it off till Shabbos, if the pigeon man falls out on a Shabbos, you delay it till Sunday. He says it depends. If on Friday, anytime on Friday, the baby reaches a certain amount of days and hours since he was born, then you could do the Pidyon HaBen, even if, in other words, we're talking about like this. Shabbos is day 31. He was born on a Thursday, right? The baby was born on a Thursday, which means four weeks, and then the fifth week, Thursday, is the 29th day, right? Because every week is seven times four is 28 days. So that got you Thursday through Wednesday four times. Now you're up to the fifth Thursday. That's day 29. And Friday is day 30. Pidyon HaBen is 31. After he reaches the Chodesh, day 31. Day 31 is Shabbos. You can't do it. So says the Bach, and it's based on the Sefer Yoreim, that if on day 30,
the baby has reached the point of 29 full days, meaning 29 times 24 hours, plus 12 hours, and Tafshin Sadi Gimel, that is 793 chalakim. Every hour is divided into 1,080 chalakim. You know, but if you ever listen to the Molad, when they announce the Molad, it'll be at, you know, whatever language they're saying it in your particular shul, but it'll be at such and such time, so many minutes, and so many chalakim after two. Right? So, what are chalakim? Every hour is divided to 1,080 chalakim. So if Zegdabach, if the baby reached 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim on Friday, you could do the pigeon of Ben then, even though it's not yet, he hasn't yet passed 30 days. Why is that? Because says, and the Shach brings this and agrees with this, and explains that that's really the Chodesh of the Torah. The Chodesh of the Torah is not 30 days. It's rounded off to 30 days. But what the real Chodesh of the Torah is only 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. That is every month. And when so once you've reached that stage, says let's call it now the Shach, says the Shach, then he's a Ben Chodesh. It doesn't have to be the 31st day. It just has to reach that. Now, let's just explain. It depends very much on when the baby's born.
That won't work also in the winter.
What did you say?
That won't work in the winter.
Well, it depends when the baby's
born. Early, I'm saying.
It depends when the baby's born. Let's start with the case. Let's say a baby's born, Motzai Shabbat. Well, oh no, we want to talk about
Thursday.
Yes, so Thursday, so Wednesday night.
Right.
The baby's born Wednesday night after Tzeizah Kochavim, but it's Wednesday night. So what? Pick a time. 10 o'clock. Okay, 10 p.m. But 10 p.m. Wednesday night. After Tzeizah Kochavim, L'chaladeus. So 4 weeks later, Wednesday night at 10 p.m., he will have completed 28 periods of Me'es L'Es, right? From Wednesday to Thursday is one. From Wednesday till the next Wednesday is seven. So Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. By next Wednesday, he'll have completed at 10 p.m. seven periods of Me'es L'Es, seven full days, 24-hour days. Then by the end of, so 7, 14, 21, 28. So Wednesday night, after 4 weeks, at 10 p.m., he will have completed 28 full days.
Thursday night,
which is Friday, which is only the 30th day since he was born, right? He was born on a Thursday. So Friday is only day 30 of his, but Thursday night, already at 10 p.m., he will have completed 29 complete periods of 24 hours, right? Because 24 hours from 10 p.m. to 10 p.m., 4 weeks and a day later, is 29 full complete periods of 24 hours. Then we need, so we said, but we need for a month, we need Chav Tes, 29, Yud Bei Shos, 12 hours. So 12 hours is 10 a.m. in the morning. And another 793 Chalakim, which is roughly 3/4 of an hour. So 10:45, roughly. 10:45 a.m. this on Friday morning, this baby has reached a month, according to the Shach, the Bach, and the Arayim. He's passed 29, 12, 793. So he's a Ben Chodesh. Zog the Shach, do it now. Do the bris on Friday. So even in the winter, I mean, it could easily work out, right? Even though it could easily work out, as long as the baby's born early enough. But now let's just go to the other extreme. Let's take a baby that's born Thursday afternoon, 5 minutes before Shkia, any month, let's say the winter. Shkia is at 5 o'clock, Miami. Right. 5 o'clock, about the earliest it gets, right? So, okay, baby's born at 5 to 5 on a Friday afternoon. No Shiloh before Shkia. You can comfortably do the bris next week on Friday. Okay, and, but he's born Friday. Now, Friday? I mean Thursday. Why do I keep getting confused? Thursday, I'm sorry. Baby's born on Thursday. 5 minutes before Shkia on Thursday. Don't do the bris Friday. Try to do it Thursday if you can. Okay, but we're not talking about the bris, we're talking about the pigeon event. So Thursday afternoon at 4:55. So now 4 weeks later, Thursday afternoon at 4:55, he will be 28 full days old. That's on Thursday afternoon, right? On Thursday afternoon, because he was born on Thursday afternoon. So it's going to take till Thursday afternoon for him to first reach 28. Then he only turns 29 5 minutes before Shkia. He becomes 29 days, but he's still missing the 12 hours and 793 halakim. So it's not going to work, right? By the time he gets to, he needs another half a day. He's not going to be old enough, even according to the Shach, till Shabbos morning. So it's not going to work, right? And so now, okay, I gave you the two extremes. And then you figure out if he's born any time in between. Do you make the calculation of, at the point, do you make the calculation of 29 full days, 12 hours, 793 halakim, before Shabbos, or don't you? Right. So let's just take this case where Shabbos starts at 5 o'clock. So the only way it will work, the latest he could be born was about 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning, right, on Thursday morning. So then by Thursday morning it'll be a full 28. Friday morning it'll be a full 29, and then 4 in the afternoon it'll just, you know, you just figure the exact thing. If you want to do it right before Shabbos, on the way you announce, you know, Mincha today is at 4:45, Pidyon HaBen at 4:30. You know, everybody coming 15 minutes early. We're having a quick Pidyon HaBen. Don't expect the Suda. You'll go home and have your Suda at night, whatever it is. But then you would do the Pidyon HaBen, you do the Bracha, you do. But you have to keep your eye on the clock. And so this is what the Shach and Bach Paschim though. It's not day 31 because he was born on Thursday. So Thursday, 4 weeks later, is only day 29. Friday is day 30. So you're doing the Pidyon HaBen. And Mr. Epstein said he has to be 30 days. You meant that he has to be a full 30 days, meaning he has to enter the 31st day. But says the Shach, no, but you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about that. As long as he's 29, 12, 793, good to go. Okay, that's on the Shach Paskins, Bebriris. Comes along the Magen Avraham, the same Magen Avraham that we read before, and we're learning before, when I stopped it in the middle, says the Magen Avraham, when he says that you can't do the Pidyon HaBen early on Friday, even if, you know, can't give the Kohen the money early and then make it Chaled, he can't do that, says the Magen Avraham, Uviyaridea, Simon Shinhei, Kos of Abach, the Mawulo Chaptes Yud Beis Tavshin Sadi Gimel B'Yom Vav, if he reaches that milestone on Friday, you have to do a B'Yom Vav. Do it in that. The Havi Chodesh. V'chein Kos of Ashach, Simkon Yutes, Shalom. V'lo Nira. No, I'm sorry. V'li Nira De'ein L'smochel Zeh. So the Magen Avraham, I cannot agree. I cannot agree with what the Shach and the Bach is saying. And he goes to try to bring Raya's that Chodesh means after 30 days. He brings a Gemara B'choros. Mace Bion Lamed, let's say once the baby dies on the 30th day of from when he was born. Then the din is Kiyom Shalafanav, and you don't have to do a Pidyon HaBen. My time with the Rabbanan Gamich, Chodesh Mi Midbar. So and he goes on. Anyway, he says, Akasha, my parech, my time. The Gemara says if he dies on day 30, he dies on day 30, there's no chiyuv Pidyon HaBen. And for the Gemara, my time, and for the Gemara, because of Mal, for the Magen Avraham, why is Gemara my time? Because he didn't complete 30 days. What's the difference? He died on day 30 or day 29 or any other day. Chmar al-San, he died. He didn't complete 30 days, so what's the worst kasha? Of course, you shouldn't do the Pidyon HaBen. Of course, you're not chayav Pidyon HaBen if he dies on day 30. Says the Magen Avraham, El Nira Li Dachi Perusho. The Gemara is goofa asking this. Kevin Shekalu Chavtes Yud Beis Tavshin Tzadik Gimel. If Hitaka reached that stage, 12, 29, 12, 793, Havalei Chodesh. No, Umishani Devoyu Mala. No, but that's not enough. Bimel Chodesh Vamala. He has to reach the 31st day. And then, okay, and he brings some other rayas. So the Magen Avraham says, and I mean, this Magen Avraham sounds like he's being maskim that that's a month, but here it's special. Here it's different. You need Vamala. Ben Chodesh Vamala. You have to wait till he's a Ben Chodesh, and then Vamala. What's Vamala? The next day. And somewhere, I think, even without that, when the Gemara is answering, If he didn't reach that, even if he reached that stage, if it's only day 30, he's not a Ben Chodesh. A Ben Chodesh means he completed 30 days, not less than 30 days, even if he made the hours. No, it has to be a full 30 days. That's the psak of the Magen Avraham. So, now, this is not just Nogea, a Friday baby, this is Nogea, any Pidyon HaBen, right? Any Pidyon HaBen. What's this amount of time? So now, going back to our original question, when do you use Pidyon HaBen? So one answer, the answer of the Magen Avraham is you do it after 30 days. A month means 30 days, like was stated at the beginning of this year by Mr. Epstein. 30 days, and you can't do the pidyon haben until day 31. Says the Shach, and according to the Magen Avraham, the way the Chacham learned, even if you haven't reached 29, etc. I mean, you could have a case. Let's take this case. Let's say a baby was born late in the day. He was born 5 minutes before Shkia, or even an hour before. Don't be someone said, boy was there an hour before Shkia, right? So when you reach day 30, he's only going to be 29 meis leis, right? When day 31 comes in, you still have many hours to go. 10, 11 hours to go before he's old enough. So it's day 31. It's already day 31, right? Again, let's take this baby. Let's not make it Shabbos. Just move it back now. Baby's born on Sunday, right? Sunday. So normally, if a baby's born Sunday, you know, so you say, oh, when's the pinyon bed? 4 weeks later on Tuesday, right? Because Sunday's day one. Next time Sunday will be 4 weeks. It'll be 29. Monday's 30. Tuesday's 30. You always add 2 days. That's just the simple chesed. You know, you Mazel, it's a boy. Oh, Mazel, you make a pinyon bed. Yeah, when? Oh, so just figure. 4 weeks, 2 days later. But, okay, but let's say this baby was born on Sunday, Sunday afternoon, an hour before Shkia. So he will, when Tuesday arrives, meaning Monday night, which is Tuesday, right? He will, with day 31 of his life, he will not be ready for the pidyon haben. Because he was born at 4 in the afternoon, an hour before Shkia. He will not be ready for the pidyon haben until about 4:45 in the morning. That's the earliest you could do it. Even though he's born on Sunday, and you could do it on Tuesday. But the earliest you could do it on Tuesday is about 5 o'clock in the morning for this baby. Because he was born about 4 in the afternoon. So if he was born 2 in the afternoon, you could, if he's born, you know, you just figure out the case. So many times a baby will, it'll be day 31, but you won't have 29, 12, 793 yet. And the Magen Avraham will say, it makes no difference. You need 30. Once he's 30, once you reach day 30, that's it. That's what the Magen Avraham will say. And the Shach and the Baal will say, oh, absolutely not. You can't do that. You can't do the pidyon haben then. You have to wait for the cheshbon of that. But like I said, sometimes you'll reach the cheshbon before day 31, like we just said before. Depending if the baby's born early in the day, like at night, you'll reach 29, 12, 30, 7, 9, 3, long before day 31. But and the Shach will say, go ahead, you can pidyon haben, you don't have to wait for day 31. But the Magen Avraham will say, no, you can't. So and many of them say that the two are mutually exclusive. I mean, each one holds you need only, he holds you only need this, and he holds you only need that. So that now, it's because of the shita of the Shach that you need not just day 31. If all you needed was day 31, past 30 days, and to day 31, then you could do a pidyon haben at night, right? Because once the 31st night enters, the Magen Avraham is behind you. Go ahead, pidyon haben. But it's because of the shita of the Shach, or I should say because lefi the Shach, very often you can't do a pidyon haben at night. It's too early. If the baby was born late in the day, when the night comes, he's barely 29 days old, 29 full days old, right? It's day 31 in his life, but he's only 29 meis leis, and maybe a couple of hours, but he needs 12 hours, more than 12 and a three-quarter hours. So very often it doesn't work to do a pidyon haben at night. And some explain that is the reason why there is a minhag in Ashkenazi kehilos. Don't take this personally. Not by Sephardim is the opposite. By Ashkenazi, we don't do pidyon haben at night. Almost ever. I mean, the minig is not to. The minig is not to pidyon haben. Minig ma'ashenazim. Sephardim dafka do it at night. So he's a magdimim. It comes at night, they do it. We don't. Ashkenazim don't do it. In fact, we discard. If somebody wants to pidyon haben at night for whatever, you know, I have to go to work the next day, you know, especially if it's like during the winter. Let's say it's during the winter. And he says, Rabbi, I went to yeshiva and it works out. I calculate it works out. My baby was born early. And by the night he'll already have met his he'll have done his time, met his hours, but we don't do it because okay, you're a Talmid Chacham or you went to the shir, so you know and you checked it out and you know yeah he made, but plenty of people might not know this, and if you do a pidyon haben at night, very often you're gonna miss, it's gonna be too early according to the Shach, not according to the Magen Avraham. So la'maisa we're choshish for both, la'alacha la'maisa we're choshish for both shitas. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Lamed Tes just quotes the Magen Avraham. That's Docha, the Shach, and says, I mean, the Shach says you only need 29, 12, 793. So Mishmura said, brings the Magen Avraham. No, that's not true. You have to reach day 31. He doesn't speak out the other way, but don't rely on that either. He doesn't speak it out. But Lamaisa, that's the way it comes out, like Ruba the Ruba the Poskim, that you need both.
You can start the same with Shash. during the day. You say, oh, don't make it 11 in the morning, because it could very well be it's not. You should make it like sometime mid-afternoon, so you know,
So the minig is to do it in the afternoon. Not mid-afternoon, but by the time you get like past half day, it's almost, you'll never have a problem. Right. Like, just, that's tak of the minig. Now, some say the minig of not doing a night has other reasons. Some say it's because, in the old days, people didn't go out at night. Night was home time. So it's going to be a shvach suit. You're not going to have, you want to pursue me milsa, you want to be mefarsim. So you do it, be'etzem ayom hazeh, you do it in the day. Now it's just the opposite. During the day, this one's, everyone's at work, everyone's doing something else. At night, that's when people come out, to simchas. But amol is nishkeven hazeh. It wasn't that way. People didn't go out at night. So they davka made it during the, do it during the day when you can make a person. And later, it is the minute to do it in the afternoon. There's a gra that even says kamo mila, like it's like mila, which they deal with. Like, why is like mila? There's a pasuk. I mean, it's also mila at night. You can't do a mila at night. It's not even good. But but one of the main reasons for the minig is exactly this. I think the Behuda says this, and others. I think maybe the Yosha, many Achrim say this, or some Achrim say this, that the reason not to do it at night is for that. When it's delayed, let's say it's a Shabbos, and you can't do it, it's pushed off till the next day. So then it's more common to do it at night, do a Motzei Shabbos, because it's already past the Zman. So then you want to do it as soon as possible, and there's no Shaila missing the Zman. It can't possibly be too early. It's already day 32. It's impossible. It's impossible that it's too early then, even for the Shabbos. But that is the reason. So a number of tshuvas brought down. The Sefer Pitna Ben Kolchas brings a lot of tshuvas. I saw one tshuva, which I think he doesn't bring, I guess it was probably published later. There's a tshuva in Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, Rabbi Aaron Kotler. It's a tzal in Chelik, it's Chelik Rishon in Yeridea. Simon, I think it's Simon Lamed Beis. where Baron says that absolutely you have to be Yotzei both Shittas. Because you cannot do it on the night of the 31st if it's not the Zman yet. You can't make it. Forget about minik, not just minik, minadin. You can't make it the night of the 31st if the baby hasn't reached that stage. Then there's a, Ramesh has a very interesting tshuva about it like this. This is the first chelik of Yoredei Simkuf Tzadivav, a case where they had mistakenly planned the Pidgin of Ben for day 30, which is not like anybody, but in the late afternoon, they planned it for the late afternoon, day 30, and they sent out invitations, and then they realized that someone brought to their attention, whatever, they came to their attention that it's scheduled too early, and it'd be like a big busha to have to tell, we made a mistake, and apparently it was a big shot of Kovet Abrius. Maybe people made plans, and it was, so Moshe said, Machmas Kovet Abrius, so just delay it a little bit, till night, do it after Tzeisa Kochavim. It was planned for the afternoon, well, late afternoon. He said, "So, okay, delay it. Make it Hamish. Make it a little bit late. Things get started late. The Kohen got caught in traffic, or whatever it is. The baby got caught in whatever you want to do, and push it off. They do the pigeon after Tzeis. And Rabbi says, even though it'll be only day 31, but it will not yet be, I guess in that case, it will not yet be 29, 12, 7, 9, 3. Says you can be maker like the Magen Avram, you can be samech machmas habusha in order to avoid a busha for covered abrius. You can be samech the Magen Avram and do the pigeon event, even though you were not yotzei shita the shach. And he says, Moshe, one of the things he brings to support this, the famous Ramah. You know, in the Alter Zeiten, they used to make chasanas often on Fridays. They make chasen on Friday afternoon. So you say, oh, well, time, what a time for chasen. But they make it late Friday, and why? Because this way, they didn't have to make a special suda. People couldn't afford, so they could save instead of having to make another fancy day. Anyway, for Shabbos, anyway, you make a more elaborate suda. Shabbos, you have chicken, or you have whatever. So they'll combine, they'll make it the Friday night suda, will be the suda's chasen. And so they make the schedule chasen then. And sometimes, though, it seems the Gemara says Lake Ksuba the Lo Lamer Bei Tigra. Whenever there's a shal of a shidduch and a ksuba, there's always quarreling over the money, exactly how much. So sometimes, the Ramah talks about in a tshuva talks about a particular case where things got delayed because they couldn't come to an agreement until finally they agreed and turn around. It's look outside. It's dark. It's already Shabbos. And remember, it said ain mekachin, right? You can't mekachin. You can't get married on Shabbos normally. So b'tzorei Shabbos, and this is a real shaila busha, because like everybody's, all the guests are there. They made whatever arrangements they made, you know, to get there for the chasna. And why is it being delayed? Because the two sides couldn't agree over money. And now, sorry everybody, come back, I don't know when, Matzai Shabbos, next week? I don't know when, you know. So the Rama was matir to do the chasna on Shabbos, because it has covered a bria, to avoid covered a bria, to avoid a, you know, a bezayin. And he was matir, and he brings it to Shulchan Aruch that when a case like this, you could do it. So Moshe says, matir to do this, which Issa the Rabbanan. It's Issa the Rabbanan. It's not Osim Atar to get married on Shabbos. It's Issa the Rabbanan. So it's Mata the Issa the Rabbanan. With Docha, the Issa the Rabbanan, we can cover the Brias. So Moshe says, I can tell you just to be Samich on the Magen Avraham instead of the Shach, we should cover the Brias.
Yeah, I was going to ask, there a din de Elisa to do the Pigeon of Ben on the 30th day or the 31st
day? 31st day? Yes. It is, but again, according to the Magen Avraham, it just has to be the 31st day, and it doesn't have to, you don't have to meet the, you know, the cheshbon of 29, 12, 7, 9, 3, as long as they 31. So that's what Moshe said.
Okay. So, as follow up to that, doing a bris milah on the 8th day seemed to be a din d'oraisa, because it's stated.
Yeah.
On the 8th day,
right.
You should be married.
Right.
So how is this? What is the difference between that and the pigeon of?
Because here it doesn't say which day. It just says mi ben chodesh, ufduyav mi ben chodesh tifdes. So we're trying to understand what's a chodesh. We know what the 8th day is. We know. It's,
yeah.
But a chodesh, that's the question. Is a chodesh mean after 30 days pass, regardless of, you know, when the baby was born on day one? Day one counts even if he's born 5 minutes before Shkia. He gets credit for day one, and then just wait for day 30 to pass, and you do it. Or no, does a chodesh mean he has to have lived already 29 full days, 29 days of 24 hours each, plus 12 hours, plus 7 days on the chalakim? That's the shaila. What does a chodesh mean? Okay, so this is.
Does this upload this chodesh, the guy could have been applying other areas of halacha when we have different halachas of chodesh, and trying to figure out if it's the same hak between.
So the shach compares it to the din of vest, of a woman's vest, where there's a din of onabeninus that, you know, every 30 days, but the shach learns that it's also a din in chodesh, and you have, there it's not, there it says it goes by the same day of the month. The chodesh doesn't mean day 30 or 31. It's neither of those. It's the day of the month. Because that's what, and he compares these two, and probably yes, it would be. Is there another place that you can think of that? I mean, Stam Halva says Shloshim Yom. It doesn't
right.
say Chodesh.
Right.
He says you owe me the money. I do not. It's not 29 hours. So I have 16 halakim still before I have to pay you back. No, because there it says Stam Halva Shloshim Yom. Where else does it say Chodesh? Probably imi ben by erchin imi ben chodesh va ben chamesh. Yeah, let's say you marach a child, and he wasn't. It was already day 31, but he wasn't this number of hours. Shach might say you don't have to pay anything, and the Magid might say the other way around. If it wasn't day 31 yet, even though it was 29, you don't have to pay. Yeah, I think it does. I think it's the same idea of chodesh. Okay, so this is a machlokas that a shaila that comes up in every case of pigeon event, you have to make sure. I mean, if you make the pigeon event in the afternoon, so you don't have to, you just, but what you do remember, you have to remember is that it's 2 days later. The baby was born on a Sunday, pigeon event is Tuesday. The baby was born on a Wednesday, pigeon event is a Friday. It's always 2 days later, on 2 weekdays later. The question is when, though, could you do it the night? Could you not do it the night? And, you know, al pi din, and then there's the mimic, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, that's the first part that I really, it's labeled. I don't think I'll get a whole other shear out of it, so. What about a baby that's Rechman says ill or premature? Baby is born prematurely, and he's in an incubator. Babies Baruch Hashem survive that. They can be born at 24 weeks, even somewhere around there, and they go in an incubator for a while and maybe there for many weeks, and Baruch Hashem they can survive, and you know, not just survive but thrive and become Amish, you know. You meet them some years later, you wouldn't believe that this baby was born at, you know, He was this size when he was born, and he was in an incubator for. And I know at least two people like that. The kids. They're not kids anymore. They're adults. There are plenty of people like that. So the question is, is there any difference in the pigeon event? Now the fact that you're not doing the bris yet, which you clearly, you know, a baby that's born at even 30 weeks, 35 weeks, you're not doing the bris yet 8 days later. Maybe three.
Right.
Although there is a day it's brought down that says you should do davka, the bris should be before the pigeon event. But even that's, I think the Shach said, but that only means if it's the same day, it comes out the same day. So this will do this one before the other one. But right, Lamaisa, that's what I was bringing out. The fact that you can't do the bris yet doesn't mean you shouldn't do the pigeon event. So do you do the pigeon event just day 30 when the baby's still in the incubator? Long before he was supposed to have been born, or he was expected to have been born, and you're doing a pigeon event or not? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that in a case like that, where the baby was premature and without the apiderach hatev, if not for an incubator, he would not survive. It'd be possible. It's almost like he's not fully born yet. I mean, in a sense, he needs more help. To the way he is like this would be a vadi nefel. But Baruch Hashem, we Kosh Baruch Hu allowed us to allow humanity to create incubators, and they replace the rechem ha'aim in nurturing and developing and allowing the baby to develop in the way that he wasn't developed yet and to live. So Shlomo Zalman says in cases like that where he must be incubated in order to push it just to be yotzi michal nefel, you should wait, and you wait until he's reached that stage, basically leaves the incubator, or he's already healthy on his own, and then you count 30 days, and then it's Kilu who is born then, and you count 30 days, and then you do the pigeon event. This is where Shlomo Zalman says. It says in the Shmuel Sivram, it's born in the Sefer as well, pigeon event kilchaza. We've had a couple of mice like that in the last couple of years where kach nogu, and you only do the pigeon event afterwards. If the baby is born, you know, basically close enough to full term that he's he's in the ninth month, he's not a nafel. The incubator helps, and maybe somebody essential, but certainly helpful, and he's incubated for a week or whatever it may be, but he's not a nafel, and he would probably survive on his own, then it's not so pashut. If you have the shot of the retire, then it could be you would count right away. But in a case like this, where the baby must be incubated, he's mamish, mamish the nafel, so that's where Shlomo Zalman says, you wait till the baby is or gets beyond that point, and then you wait, count 30 days, and this Sefer brings a Rav Osner, told him the same thing, that you should do that, and then you do the pigeon event. So, 30
the
days.
The viability, I think, is 31 days.
You mean not to be an AFL?
No, I mean 31 days, and then he's before which the baby you just buried, you don't give him a funeral or anything like that. Anything like that. Afterwards, then it would be.
It's interesting that he says to count another 30 days once the baby's fit out of the incubator rather than just do it. Why count another 30 days?
Because it's like he first got his chias then. Ki'ilu is born then.
Similar by bris. After the baby gets the refuah, you wait another 7 days after, right? If the baby's sick and you don't have the bris bismano, right? So the lach of
I hear the comparison. It's not exactly the same thing because over there, even if the baby got sick later, it's perfectly viable, even if he's not a nafel or anything, but if it's a real illness, then you have to wait 7 days afterwards before you can do the bris. That's true. It's a similar type of thing. But here's mamas like Keely's born, and then just one shiloh that came up not too long ago, I think within the year, with a baby like this where the pigeon of Ben was born very prematurely, and when it came time for the pigeon of Ben, he was still in the hospital. He wasn't able to come home from the hospital yet. He wasn't in the incubator anymore, but he still needed certain tipulim. So he's still in the hospital. So the shaila was, Kohen could go to the hospital and they, with the father, they could do the pinyan over there. I don't think they were able to bring a minyan though. They were going to bring a minyan to the hospital and they weren't going to have a suit in the hospital. So what's better? Should you do that? Just come and do it without a minyan and without, then you make the suda back in the where in your house or the basement or whatever. Or could you do what should you do a b'shalom b'fanav? The baby doesn't have to be there. You could be po the child even if he's not there. Should you do a shalom b'fanav in and this way and make the and have a minyan present and make the suda right on the spot. So the ma'isa. I mean, my natia was, to do it b'fanav, even without. And I remember I called Reb Zev Kohn in Chicago also. That was his natia. And then I spoke to Reb Shmuel Felder, and he got back to me and said that this is really, that this very similar shaila is addressed in the Ashrei Ha'ish from Pesachim Rabbi Yashiv. But there the shaila was... He wasn't even talking about minyan. He doesn't say whether it's a minyan or not. The shaila was to bring the kohen to a hospital, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where what's that?
For the kohen to go to the hospital.
Yeah, but the shaila was also Tumas Meis. Yeah. So shaila is the possibility of it. Now he's talking about there was no morgue in the actual building there. Unfortunately, somebody could die. So that shaila should bring the kohen to the hospital and do it b'fanav. Or do it out of the hospital so the kohen doesn't have... So Asher said, also do it in the hospital. Let the kohen come to the hospital. He's allowed to go to the hospital for this. He said to try to do it in a time when it's less likely, when there shouldn't be any ongoing surgeries or different thing. But
you see how much of Asher is fun.
There's no arichas there, but he said let him do it and do it. So that's what Shmuel Felder said to do here also, like we were saying anyway, to do it in the hospital. And b'fanav of the baby and b'kachava and Baruch Hashem, since then he's come home. Everything. Okay, thank you very much, everyone.
So when they start counting 30 days, once in that Misa, when did they start counting the 30 days?
I think, certainly when it's out of the incubator they do, but...
even though he was, you're out of the incubator, even though he still needed to be in the hospital...
I think so, I don't think so, but... The fact that he's in the hospital doesn't mean he's, not, they still
so
get an
Eiffel.
He's no longer an Eiffel. I believe, we'd have to check that part, but I believe that because he's no longer, to get an Eiffel.